My name is Ed Hall.
My name is Pastiche Lumumba.
Pastiche, when we met, I was, of course, immediately struck by the name that you use, which I'm just assuming is not your given name, but I could be wrong.
You are correct. My parents named me Lumumba Mujeri. I was named after Patrice Lumumba, who was the first prime minister of post-colonial Congo, which is now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's been very war-torn since then. He was one of the good guys, and he got assassinated by the British government. The name Pastiche came early in college when I realized I was drawn to what it meant, and what it meant especially in terms of my work. Lumumba was someone who understood the condition in Africa as it relates to European powers and how they influence policy and politics in Africa. And as a result of the type of people that my parents were and the type of education that I got from them, in contrast to the type of education that I got from the American school system, I learned a lot about what kind of narratives we are given and the alternative narratives that are not as, I don't know, they're not in the history books that we study in the school system here. I was born in Zimbabwe and then moved to Tanzania.
And what was that like for you?
Life was, as a kid, very simple. I would compare it to what I understand my parents' life growing up in 1950s and 60s Panama to be like. I could play soccer all day and then be miles away from my house, and someone would be like, "You're Mama Akila's kid. I'm going to take you home." You know, there's a sense of community and that people took care of each other in a way that they don't really do in modern America.
Yeah.
In Tanzania, they taught English. When I first went there, we went to an international school, but the official language is Swahili. I learned Swahili, was fluent in it, and when I was 12, moved back to the United States into Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and then went to Georgia State and enrolled there in 2007.
And what did you study there?
Photography was very good. Great photo program at Georgia State. Mm-hmm. Some of the best teachers of my life.
When did sculpture enter the picture?
So I started taking sculpture classes just as, you know, to fulfill my art major, my general studio art major. And I fell in love with sculpture as well. I had a project specifically in my undergrad, my first sculpture class, where we had different materials. We had to make a metal sculpture, a soft sculpture. I remember specifically the soft sculpture because it relates back to my childhood in Tanzania. The sport that you played, everyone played, except in the United States, is soccer. Having a manufactured ball was like a really special thing. It wasn't very common. Many of the balls that we played with were handmade from bags. You just start off with a small ball of paper, and then you'd wrap a plastic bag around it, and then you'd wrap another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, until it got to the size, varying size of whatever soccer ball you wanted to be, and then you wrapped it with string, and then if you got really fancy, you sewed material.
Cloth.
Yeah, cloth.
Wow. That's so cool.
It was something that really stuck with me, and it, as a project, my soft sculpture was just a larger one of those.
Huh.
Of course, having a, you know, like a manufactured leather ball was a treat, but I had no less fun playing soccer with the ball that I made.
Tell us where you live.
I live in a house in the old Fourth Ward that we have dubbed the Low Museum. We moved in the summer of 2013, had our first art show a couple of months thereafter. I'd been out of school for 1 year already, and I realized that I wasn't showing any work. On top of that, a lot of people that I knew that had recently gotten out of school or were just around weren't showing a lot of work. And there was specific types of work that I'd seen in other cities that I was not seeing in Atlanta.
Specifically?
Weird internet-based artwork, digital artwork, things that were more risque, racially, sexually, graphic. There was a lot of safety in the Atlanta art scene. So we started the Low Museum. The first show was on internet memes and how they relate to art history. The whole mission was to be the antithesis of the High Museum, the large institution that generally caters to a broad public of people who are relatively conservative. And going to that building, which is one of my favorite buildings in the whole city. It's a beautiful place. I felt like there were a lot of things that I couldn't relate to. There are a lot of things missing in terms of representation of this city. The city is very queer. It's very black. And a lot of things that I didn't see. I was seeing on the internet. I was seeing in real life. I was seeing on the streets that were not reflected in art galleries. And I feel like that's what we should be doing.
Talk to me about context and what it means to you in the art world or anywhere else.
Context is huge. I think my kind of obsession with context comes from moving around a lot as a kid. I saw different people act wildly different just if you move to the other side of the planet. One example was when I left the United States the first time to go to Tanzania. This was in 1995. And the kids were like, did you leave because of the war? And when I came back to the United States at 12 from Tanzania, the kids were like, did you leave because of the war? And I was just dumbfounded. You know, like, I didn't experience a war in either one of those places.
How do you frame or characterize or define your own race?
I like to call myself a diasporic African because it acknowledges the journey that brought me here without making an absolute claim to the United States, which I feel is problematic.
You are getting ready to relocate, yes?
I'm going to New York for a class at the Bruce High Quality Foundation University. They are an organization that is led by some of the more exciting artists in the country right now. The school is a free school that gives classes to people in the New York area.
The Lowe Museum will endure.
I will take my sabbatical in New York, which is a month and a half, to figure out where to go in terms of how to restructure the Lowe Museum. I don't actually want it to exist in the house that we live in anymore. I want to move into the city, even further into the city. I think that there are a lot of things that we can achieve in terms of reaching more people. I want to have an organization in downtown Atlanta that functions similarly to MoMA PS1, that is, has institutional support from the big guns at the High Museum, but still functions to bring a certain energy and vibrance that we don't get north of North Avenue. You know, there's a certain type of ethos that galleries like Mammal Gallery and the Broad Street Visitor Center downtown Atlanta have, and the type of people that go there, that is almost altogether disconnected from, you know, the High Museum crowd.
Pastiche, I really want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me. This has been great.
Thank you.